Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is calling the protests over the death of George Floyd in Minnesota a watershed moment for the nation, and is urging Republican state legislators to pass a bill limiting police use of force. The governor also wants other steps taken to address racial disparities in Wisconsin. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports state health officials are concerned about the protests and COVID-19.
Evers has been seeking GOP support for legislation introduced a few months ago by his fellow Democrats. The measure would make law enforcement agencies ensure their use of force policies stress the importance of preserving the life of all individuals and that deadly force should only be used as the last resort. The governor also says the state and local governments need to deal with higher unemployment and infant mortality rates among African Americans and lower household income and home ownership rates. Evers says now's the time.
This is a watershed moment for our nation, one that requires everybody willing to come together.
Evers says he's even trying to arrange a conversation with Republican legislative leaders Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald to see if it's possible to act on the use of force bill soon and not wait until state lawmakers reconvene in January.
We have an opportunity now to fix some wrongs that have been longstanding for decades, and people in Wisconsin have a great interest in having us do that. And we have a bill out there right now that will deal with one small issue, but an important issue about use of force.
Evers says he realizes it's an election year, but contends he and the legislature can still accomplish things. Voss and Fitzgerald did not reply to our request for comment. Earlier this week, Voss told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he's always open to more discussions to see if the two sides can find bipartisan consensus, but he maintains police use of force is rare. Meanwhile, the protests continue over the death of George Floyd and other African Americans in police custody. Dr. Ryan Westergaard is with the State Department of Health Services. He recommends ways for marchers to reduce the risk of COVID-19.
Our response right now needs to try to keep everybody safe proactively, which is to understand that when people are out, they need good information about how to keep themselves safe, which are the things that we've said and all along, which is wearing masks in public, and keeping physical distance.
As the protests continued in the Milwaukee area last night, many people took part without a mask. But a woman who gave her name as Nancy did have on a face covering and kept her distance as she watched a demonstration in Wauwatosa.
I don't want to be close to a bunch of people. I'm 63. I'm worried about it.
On Milwaukee's south side, Catherine Brostowitz says she's marched, but has also taken COVID-19 seriously.
Kind of adding to the mood, it was very clear that we should not be out there, but we also should be out there for other reasons.
Dr. Westergaard of the state says it will be a while before interviewers known as contact tracers will be able to determine if any new positive cases of COVID-19 perhaps got sick at the demonstrations. He warns that Wisconsin is not done with the coronavirus.
We are by no means out of the woods. We're pleased that the numbers are not higher than they are, but they're at a level where we need to be really vigilant and really aggressive in trying to understand where these hot spots are.
Westergaard says he remains particularly worried about a few neighborhoods and congregate living situations like jails and nursing homes. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin now tops 20,000. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.